Arizona is the best state in the country when it comes to services for people living with intellectual and developmental disabilities. That's according to a new report from United Cerebral Palsy, which tracks state-by-state community living standards for people with developmental disabilities.
Arizona has always been the number one or the number two state for the life of these rankings.
Taryn Bragdon is the researcher who has written this study for the last decade, and he says Arizona has consistently been at the top of the list for one simple reason.
And that's because the state really prioritizes those adults with developmental disabilities with helping them live in the community, safely participate and be a part of the community.
Bragdon says people with developmental disabilities don't want anything different than the rest of us. They want to live normal lives with a home to live in and a job so they can contribute to our community. But those things are often difficult for them to find. The show's Lauren Gilger took a closer look at this report, and she joins us now. And Lauren, what exactly did this report find that Arizona does well in this area?
So the report highlighted that Arizona does a great job of keeping families together, supporting families caring for children with disabilities at home. It said we have shorter waiting lists for services than most states, and that people with developmental disabilities here say they feel safe and have a wide range of relationships. But the most important factor, according to Bragdon, was our state's perspective on people with disabilities.
A lot of states really look at having a bias towards larger institutions. That might be larger group homes, anywhere from 6, 12, 20 people living together, whereas what Arizona does is it looks at focusing on individuals either living in family foster care or in very small settings like an apartment. So basically, supporting folks living in the same kind of way that you and I do.
So does everyone agree that Arizona is the best in this arena?
Well, Bragdon says even though we rank highly, there is still a lot of work to be done, always. And this report is specific to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I also spoke with Larry Wanger. He's the executive director of the State Independent Living Council here in Arizona. And he says when you broaden this out and talk about the wider community of people with disabilities, the picture isn't always so bright.
I don't want folks to mistakenly get this information and think, oh, well, there's no need in our state. We're doing so well. That's not the case.
Where do you see that need?
So transition services, while it is noted as being something that we do well here, I think the reality is that there's definitely room for improvement, not just for folks cited in this report, but for the broader disability community in terms of making sure that prior to folks graduating from school, they're getting information about options, you know, what choices they have before they leave the school environment. Through our youth activities, we know that a lot of youth who have disabilities don't get this information. We look at employment, and again, if we look more broadly at the larger disability community, the reality is that, you know, nationally we hear a statistic that roughly 70% of working age people who have disabilities are unemployed. In Arizona, we have now over 550,000 persons with a variety of disabilities between the ages of 21 and 64. So you can kind of look at that and say, well, 70% of that's about 380,000. And so that is a significant segment of our population between the ages of 21 and 64 that's unemployed.
Right. You said also that is housing one of the issues?
Yeah, one of our responsibilities as a council is to travel across the state and conduct forums. So we do that to gather information. And year after year when we do these, we hear about three specific issues, and it never changes, unfortunately, and that would be transportation, so access to transportation. That would be access to employment opportunities and access to affordable and accessible housing.
What can be done to help these kinds of things? Are there enough of these sorts of resources out there and people just don't know how to find them? Or is it a matter of really getting some more funding into programs that would address some of these issues?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of both. You know, we find that folks don't always know what's available, but we also know that just the limitations on funding that's available. Let me give you an example. For the past several years, we have had a situation where our state has not provided the level of funding that would result in us being able to fully fund our state vocational rehabilitation services program. And that program is specifically designed to provide vocational training and job placement assistance for folks who have disabilities in our state. It's up to each state to provide enough funding to draw down their share of federal funds. And we have not done that for years. And the result of that has been that thousands of folks have been on a waiting list for years to get assistance from this agency. That's an example where, given more funding, the agency could better address the need and have a direct impact both on the lives of folks who have disabilities who become employed, but on our economy.
That was the show's Lauren Gilger speaking with Larry Wanger, Executive Director of the State Independent Living Council.